Well, another legal battle here went all the way to Florida Supreme Court in a decision about who has the right to appoint three new Supreme Court justices to replace three retiring justices who helped make the decision about their seats. Governor Rick Scott said he should replace the justices before his term ends, but the Supreme Court ruled that it is the incoming governor's responsibility, so either the Democrat, Andrew Gillum, or the Republican, Ron DeSantis, will shape the future court. Hearing that decision, the head of Florida State Republican Party said the stakes for November's election just got higher. Let's bring in WFSU's news director, Lynn Hatter. Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Nice to see you in person.
Yes.
Explain this decision. You know, what was behind the thinking?
Well, it comes down to a matter of timing. The governor is usually sworn in by noon on that day. And, you know, the justices also retire at the same day. But technically, they get to hang out a little bit longer till about 5 or midnight. Mm-hmm. So really, by the time their terms are up, it's already a new governor is in office. And that's part of some of the consideration that did go into this. There's also some previous cases in unrelated issues that also tend to lend themselves to sort of an incoming person being able to make certain appointments. So all of that came in to basically say, Governor Rick Scott, you don't have this appointment power. It's now in the hands of the incoming governor.
Yeah. It's very different, but I can hear President or former President Barack Obama saying, Rick Scott, I sympathize with you. He, of course, wanted to do his Supreme Court justice. But staying in the state, the three justices who are retiring, Barbara Pariente, Fred Lewis, Peggy Quince, mm-hmm. All part of a, you could say, a liberal bloc responsible for many of this court's 4-3 decisions. It's a 4-3 court. How important is this?
It's critical. This is the same 4-3 court that has overturned the legislature on issues like abortion, issues like provisions on voting, restrictions on voting that the Republican-led legislature has wanted to do in the past that they couldn't. This same court threw out congressional redistricting maps. So this court has often thwarted the legislature when they've wanted to put in policies, and the legislature has responded by calling, you know, the Supreme Court activist judges. That's been mm-hmm. a term that's been floated around. So a lot of their 4-3 decisions have really come down on some of these hot button social issues. Mm-hmm. And that's been a big sticking point and a point of contention between Republican leaders and this particular Supreme Court.
Right.
So the makeup of this court matters because these are issues that aren't going away. The Florida legislature, under its Republican leadership, is likely to continue pushing these things as they have in the past.
Well, this has also become a big part of your gubernatorial race here. We've been talking about it today. Ron DeSantis' spokesperson warned, and he's the Republican, warned that the Democrat Andrew Gillum would bow to pressure by out-of-state radical groups to pick these activist judges that you just referred to. How else is it factoring into that campaign?
Well, it's certainly playing a role in the conversation, but I don't think it's sort of risen to a level where most people are actively thinking about, you know, whoever gets the governorship will make these appointments.
Well, you know, you're right, because we've been asking people on the street, you know, you've got mm-hmm. this big decision, you know, you've got this big what? A lot of people don't know about it.
A lot of people don't know about it, and it's been flying under the radar for years. You know, this has been a conversation and a question that has gone back really for decades. Mm-hmm. We had the first attempt to do this in 2014 through a constitutional amendment that would have given the power to basically Governor Scott, and that failed. So this is not the first time, but I think once you get to these sorts of questions, voters are just like, I don't really know. You know,
yeah.
They're not necessarily thinking that the balance of the Florida Supreme Court will rest in sort of the hands of the two men running for governor.
Okay, well, we'll see. So this debate tonight, we're going to be hearing Gillum and DeSantis again. You know, perhaps this will come up there. But meantime, while we have you, Lynn, and your expertise, what are Florida voters really caring about?
I think Florida voters are caring about a couple of things. They're thinking about the environment. They're thinking about the economy. They're thinking about their taxes. They're really thinking about hyper-local issues. And that's really sort of been some of the focus of this campaign. In fact, you've seen DeSantis sort of struggling to pivot, really, to kind of talk yeah. about those local issues. But Florida voters, they're not thinking about the Florida Supreme Court. They're thinking directly about the issues that are impacting them the most.
Well, I got to tell you, Lynn, we have been to the Panhandle. It is stunning what this region is going through. And I can't imagine that people are voting when they can't even, they have no place to live in so many pockets. So, you know, just we're wishing everybody the best here. That's WFSU News Director Lynn Hatter talking about how Florida Supreme Court judges are kind of in the balance in the election coming up. Lynn, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.